720 WGN, on the road with Dane, literally. We talk the talk on a regular basis, and here we are walking the walk live from the Taste of Des Plaines in downtown Des Plaines, enjoying great local cuisine, live music, classic car show, and more. And it's going to be going on tonight until 11 p.m. We'll be here till 4, and we have got a jam-packed show for you. To my right, we've got Brian Corey. He is the special events coordinator for the city of Des Plaines. And Brian, I know we're going to be talking food. I know we're going to be talking fun. I know we're going to be talking, maybe some exotic animals and some things like that. So, Brian, welcome to your own fest.
Thanks, Dane. We love to have this fest to show off our city. It's a little thank you for our residents, for being residents, and to show people from other communities what Des Plaines is all about and what we have to offer. So we look forward to this. We start planning it about 6 to 8 months in advance, and some things actually even longer. But we've got a great day planned. There's the petting zoo is open, the car show is started, the bands are playing, and the weather is gorgeous.
It's holding off in deference, and I'm sure Tom Skilling had a little something to do with that. You put in the request and
right.
the special order for the great weather, and you definitely got that. And I know over the next couple hours we are going to hear all about the things that Des Plaines has to offer that residents know and love for the longest time, but also I've already experienced some of it, is the location. I thought this was much further away. You really can get to Des Plaines from anywhere, or from Des Plaines to anywhere in about 20 minutes.
That's correct. 20 minutes downtown on the Metro train right here, which we'll probably hear during the broadcast.
A little local color, absolutely. On the
but,
road.
We're close to the Tri-State, the Northwest Tollway, the Kennedy. We're very centrally located, 10 minutes from O'Hare. So it's very easy to get in and out of Des Plaines.
So let's talk about some of the things we're going to be sharing with the listeners for WGN today. I know that, on the car show side, we're going to be doing some of that, some of the municipal side, some of the things that have made Des Plaines one of those locations that families know and love and reside in. So we're going to have, we've got Mike Jerowitz. He was on with us last week on the road. And then you've got someone else with us as well, right?
That's Alderman Chester there with Mike Jerowitz. And we will have some of our restaurant owners and chefs talking to us later. We have some amazing restaurants, hundreds of restaurants in here, but we have 10 in particular here at the Taste of Des Plaines today who we
curated not only for diversity of cuisine, but they have to have a brick and mortar restaurant right here.
That's correct.
And because these are, like you said, hundreds of places and people are enjoying all of them as successful businesses, but these are some really special ones that you're sharing with
us. These are some of the best of our best, yes. And everything is different. No duplicated menus. Every restaurant has something, one pizza, one Mexican, one doing Greek.
Polynesian flaming knife dancing.
Yeah. Right. He's got a whole roasted hog out there in front of his pig, in front of his tent. So there's a lot of diversity and a lot of delicious food.
It is called the Taste of Des Plaines for a reason. We're definitely going to taste some of that here on the broadcast. People are going to be doing that until 11 o'clock at night. But you got music and you have you mentioned the petting zoo.
Hey, Brian, Julian from Sunrise is looking for you.
I am hoping. Of course, the communications, that's what you do, right?
Yes.
You're there. I'm hoping we're going to be able to get someone from the petting zoo up here because you think of a petting zoo in the suburbs, you may have goats, right? Maybe a chicken. Maybe a baby lamb or something like that, but you've got some exotic animals.
They have a camel. They have an Arctic fox.
Any chance we can get
kangaroo.
A moment with the camel up here?
Maybe.
Up here.
He might be able to. Yeah, I'll go check it out.
So we're going to have some of those. And then when it comes to the mode of transportation for the desert, the camel is the preferred mode. But for here...
He doesn't run out of fuel.
you've got a classic car show, and you've got some great cars here. I got a big... shout out for the Chicagoland Speedway folks. And so get down here. You can see the Chicagoland Speedway stock car in action. You can sign in and enter to win some tickets to the Monster Energy Sprint Cup weekend coming up a little bit later on this summer. But you guys have a great car show here, too.
Yeah, it's filling in now. Now that the weather has looks great, the cars are coming out. in full force. So I just heard from our car show organizers that they are streaming in.
We'll be talking to some of those proud owners as well as everything going on here in Des Plaines. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some of those aldermen here to talk a little bit about Des Plaines and some of the things people are experiencing here in the city, not only today, but 365. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, a NASCAR analyst on Fox, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live from the Taste of Des Plaines in downtown Des Plaines. We're enjoying the great local cuisine, live music, classic car show, and more. And remember, we'll be here till 4 p.m., but tonight until 11 p.m. And with us are two guys. You know, these things, the events don't happen by themselves. A lot of the things that are happening here that people love about Des Plaines don't happen by itself. It is principled leadership, I think, is the way that we would describe it. And up here on stage with us and on the show, we've got Alderman Mike Cherwitz and Alderman Malcolm Chester. Guys, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you for having the opportunity. It's great. Dane. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you guys here because for one thing, you know how to throw a party. You're doing that. People are loving it. They're going to be loving it all weekend. You love cars. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And the Corvair situation that you're very proud of, you got to be happy about the weather today, Mike.
Oh, what a fantastic day. You can't ask for nothing. The humidity's down and the sun is out. It's just gorgeous out here. And I think the crowd reflects that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, they're enjoying some of the things that are going on here at Taste of Des Plaines. And we're here now, but it was going on last night. And so, Alderman Chester, let's talk a little bit about what people experienced yesterday and last night here at Taste of Des Plaines.
Well, you know, just another great night. Terrific band. A lot of participation. Everybody has a good time. There's something for the kids. There's something for the adults. If you like rock, we have fantastic rock. Whatever you want. This is a terrific thing. So happy that the city could get together and sponsor this. We're committed to this. We want people to come out from everywhere and enjoy it.
Just as Alderman Cherwitz may be known as Des Plaines' most automotive-focused alderman, there has been some rumors that Alderman Chester, that you're the most fun-loving alderman and that you have pushed to make this as fun and exciting as it could be.
Absolutely. You know, and we want to keep on coming up with new ideas. It's just not going to be this way forever. We want to involve more of the downtown. We want to use some of the resources we have downtown. We have a Metropolitan Square over there with another opportunity. We have the first McDonald's restaurant in the entire world. I mean, we've got great things that we could do.
Is it possible, you know, as people are looking for great landmarks and people on social media share the places that they've been, McDonald's is, I mean, whether, depending on like whether the health properties are or whatever, it's fast food, but it is one of the most beloved, iconic franchises in like the history of food. That is cool that you guys have. Do you guys have a shrine out there or some kind of museum? I think that would be something to do.
It is a museum, and they occasionally open it up. And talking about old and souped-up cars, I mean, what a great place to have old cars, because we'll go right back to the 50s when that thing was operating.
That's right. Oh, that's an excellent point. When you think about cars and you think about Des Plaines, I know, and you were on the show with us last week, you know, Alderman Cherwitz, and you talked about your love for the classic and revered Corvair, the battles with Ralph Nader that the make had. But as you got a chance to check it out, I have heard that cars are continually streaming in. It is a great turnout because of probably the great weather. But so talk a little bit about the bumper-to-bumper car show that you guys have here at Des Plaines.
Yep, it's going on right now. If you have the opportunity to stop over, we've got more than 20 cars over there, all the classics, 60s, some 70s. It's, again, all colorful. It's a beautiful time out there. I got... I did bring out my Corvair. We got one Corvair there and a little Corvair dune buggy. And
I've heard about that one.
Nice part about the dune buggy is a lot of these cars, you know, you got the do not touch signs on them, you know, for the right reasons. There's a lot of effort into
for
it.
For safety, for the protection of the people who might touch.
Of both, yes, exactly. But the Corvair dune buggy is just the opposite. You know, where you're welcome to climb inside, get a picture with the kids, You're not going to hurt the thing. So it's a fantastic icon. We got the, you know, the kids can put that on their Facebook pages now, and, yeah, and just have an opportunity to go home with a souvenir picture just on their cell phone. So it works out really nice.
Alderman Chester was mentioning some of the things that you guys look to in order to incorporate into Taste of Des Plaines to make it great. Do you guys look around and like go to other festivals and say, oh, that's interesting, or that's good, or let's not do that? I mean, when you're trying to build in some of the kind of the elements or the accoutrements of the adventure for people.
A lot of that detail is done by our special events committee. You know, they're the ones that go out and bring off all the detail and stuff. And the alderman level, we basically are able to pay for it. We have to make sure that there's enough funding to have this happen. And last year we had a beautiful time and a great time, so that it was pretty easy to fund it this year. It was really nice. But one thing I did want to say is that all the restaurants here are from Des Plaines. That was something that the special events committee worked very hard to get. You know, Brian also, he was just talking a minute ago, he really worked hard to get the local flavor, locally. And it's great because now that the whole idea is you have a little taste of something, you happen to like it, and now you're going to go back, and you're going to keep your dollars here in Des Plaines, which is what we all aldermen are working to do.
Yeah, and we have restaurants in Des Plaines that are really exceptional. I mean, most people don't think of Des Plaines necessarily as a restaurant haven, but it really is. We have probably the number one fish restaurant in the entire Chicago area. We've got great other restaurants. We've got barbecue. We've got every type of nationality. We've got Chinese restaurants. It's just a lot of terrific, really tremendous food.
You know, I've got to talk about it, and I know it's not something that necessarily makes it into the entertainment side of radio, and people here are enjoying it, but they may be a little oblivious. But from the governmental side, doesn't a successful festival, and Mike, you brought up that, you know, people have to pay for it. That's the job of the community. Is fiscally, Des Plaines must be doing like pretty well. I mean, I know communities we talk to, broadcast, and hear from communities all around Chicagoland, and you know, when times are tough, a lot of times, you know, they've got to pull back. And you've seen like Taste of different communities or fests that have been longstanding have to be either pulled back, scaled down, or canceled. So I think just the fact that this is happening and guys speak to this is a testament to, you know, things going well in Des Plaines.
Yeah, I think I would definitely agree. Yes, yeah. And it's important because one of the things we want to do is a community, is we want to build community. You know, that's part of what the city job is to do, part of an alderman's job, you know, and I think this does that. It does. It's fantastic. It's sometimes, though, it's hard to measure, you know, but other than that, it's when you're sitting here on a nice sunny day and it's all the kids, you see the kids and they got little fire hats on and everything else, it's the kids are having a great time. Last night, as Alderman Chester said, it was fantastic. Seventh Heaven was rocking.
Were they
rolling
as good as?
They're great. Yeah,
always. They're always good. The band set up here is beautiful. You can stand right in front of the band. It's really nice and loud. You go off to the side a little bit. It's a little quieter, so you can get both sides, whatever you are comfortable with as far as a noise, a music level.
Noise.
We got it.
Real.
Sometimes
noise.
It's noise, but it's
real
not. Dog. It's music.
You're right, but Alderman. They don't have a music ordinance. There's a noise.
Yeah,
ordinance.
There's an noise ordinance. But
talk about the finances. If you run the operation well, you're in a situation where it's only a minimal amount of contribution. It's really how well you run the festival. And that really makes the difference. So the better we do running this, the better position we are. The more things we can do, the more we can expand it, and the more we come up with new ideas to make it better for people all the time.
See, this is the fun stuff. This is the kind of thing where you guys can sit back, you can let your hair down, the community can celebrate, and everybody can take that moment, take a deep breath. I know you're sharing it with all the communities and the entire listening audience of WGN, so there are people here from everywhere. But for Des Plaines, this has got to feel good. I know when we talked with Alderman Cherwitz, and of course, right, what other car would it be for his first car? It was the Corvair, and I think, was it $25? Was that what it cost you? It was $25.
$25.
So, Alderman Malcolm, before we let you go, we're going to be talking cars in the next half hour as well here on the show. What was your first car?
Oh, my gosh, I was just thinking a Buick Skylark convertible, an old Buick Skylark convertible. it kind of ran okay, you know, so it wasn't so great. But then I had a Camaro.
Oh, so you upgraded.
A six-cylinder, you know, with a stick shift. You know, for us back in the old days when we actually used stick shifts and rather than automatics.
And I bet you wish you still had that car.
I wish I had both of those cars.
That's always the case. Yeah.
So, and Alderman Chairwitz, before we go to break, give the website where people can find out about not only this when the smoke clears, but all the cool things happening in Des Plaines and a lot about the community.
Well, desplaines.org is the best place. www.desplaines.org has everything. There's a link to all the bands that are going on tonight, and you can get it all right there. Yep.
When we come back from this break, we're going to send it to news, and then after the news, we are going to talk with some of the car owners with interesting and very cool cars that are here on display at the Bumper to Bumper car show. So keep it here, 312-981-7200, to add your thoughts, your favorite car, or your Father's Day greeting. You can do that, too. Quick break. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, everyone. This is NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace and Fox Sports analyst. You are on the road with Dane and WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live from the Taste of Des Plaines, right here in downtown Des Plaines, enjoying local cuisine, live music, and you know what? A classic car show. And there are some great cars here for the bumper-to-bumper car show happening. I think until, I'm not sure exactly when they're going to give the trophies away. I think maybe 4 or 5 they're going to do the announcements. We'll be here till 2 broadcasting live. And we want to let people know we're doing something exciting. I could not be prouder or happy to have Bona Beef on board as one of our great sponsors, especially for the bona fide ride of the show. And this is something that you can do here. People are going to have cards. They can fill out their favorite car here from the Bumper to Bumper car show and put it in. We'll pick somebody to randomly pick something out and have a gift certificate to Bona Beef. And then in the future, and you can start doing it now, because every week we're going to announce a new one, you can go ahead and email in to ontheroadwithdane@gmail.com, or you can do it to the On the Road with Dane Facebook. Your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car. And you can go ahead and just add that in. A picture would help as well. We'll randomly pick winners to win a beef party for 10. Well, this is a big party here for Des Plaines, and with us here on stage and live on the air, we've got Matt West, we've got Rick Klammer, and Tom Pappas. And guys, when it comes to first cars, and this, the one that you guys have here is something that you don't hear a lot about, do a lot of car stuff, obviously, and the first time that I had even heard of these, at least from somebody kind of explaining what it was, and it was somebody's first car, it was Will Power, number 12 in the IndyCar, the Verizon IndyCar Series. He's Australian, from Toowoomba, Australia, is his hometown, and his first car was a Holden, and you guys share that distinction with him. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So let's see, Matt, let's talk a little bit about what you brought here today, and then if you can, and whoever wants to chime in on this, a little bit of the history of the Holden, because as we think of kind of our big three here, it is one of those iconic, just giant car makers for Down Under, right?
Absolutely. Holden originally started in the late 2000s, from what I know, with the G8s and the GTOs. Mine's a 2015, though, so it's based on the same frame, pretty much the same engine. Mine is a 6.2 liter.
So basically, people V8. See it, they're thinking it's like a Chevy SS, like a Black Phantom, right?
Well, Most of the time when people look at it, they think it's like a Malibu SS or an Impala SS, and okay, that's where the confusion comes from, that it's built by Holden in Australia. It's an American car and has the Chevy badges on it, but it's nothing like an Impala or a Malibu.
And Rick, you're here with kind of a similar car, right? You've got one of those as well. But how does one get one? We have a lot of commercials on around the Chicagoland area. I don't remember seeing an Al Piemonte Holden dealership. How do you get your hands on one of these, and why was it something that you thought was cool and that you wanted to get?
Well, the Chevy SS was never advertised by Chevy. I think they did a pretty poor job of advertising it, but you can get them from Chevy. They only made them from 2014 to 2017, and then they actually closed the Holden plant in Australia. So that's it for Holden. They actually went out of business. So why I bought the car was I like rear-wheel drive cars, and it's a pretty rare car. It's got a lot of power, and it's stick shift, which is hard to find in a four-door roomy car nowadays.
Well, there's a reason for that, Rick. It's because, not a lot of you love it, you want it, but it's not something that a lot of people that are looking for the roominess of a four-door car are looking for a stick shift. So you found kind of a perfect match.
for yourself.
There. You can put the family in it and still have fun.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, Tom Pappas is here as well. You've got a 2009 Holden. So tell us a little bit about it. And then I wanted to hear, like, value-wise. You know, it's something that's not that – it's got to be sort of rare, right? You only made so many of them. What does it cost, and where would someone get one if they saw yours and said, I got to have that?
Well, unfortunately, they only made that car for two years. And when I found out this car was from Australia, I decided I want to do something different. So I started researching it, and I started collecting parts from Australia. And it's a very rare car. I've done a lot of upgrades to it. And unfortunately, you can't buy this car anymore, new, because they discontinued it. But what I've done is just done a lot of, I've bought a lot of parts from Australia, including the bumper, and so people are doing the full walk around, scratching their heads, wondering, what is this thing? And so it's great to have all these cars out here and the performance, but to me it's about being different, and it's a very fun car to drive. I've done a lot of upgrades, and you know, I think it's really amazing the compliments I get from Facebook from Australia. They're like, nice job, mate. I put this car back to one of their cars, and I think they're just as big as cars as we are, because they post a lot of stuff from Australia.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on accents, but I noticed that I don't think that you guys are from Australia. When I got a chance to talk to IndyCar driver Will Parr before the Indianapolis 500, he had mentioned that he had gotten that car, and it was kind of like a regular, it wasn't necessarily a family car, but it certainly wasn't a sports car, and he souped it up, but he said he hotted it up. And so that's something that you see that they're appreciating with what you're doing as well.
You can do a lot with these cars. Stock, it was pretty great, but I've done a lot of upgrades. And when I'm driving, it's pretty scary because people are all around me trying to figure out what it is because of the badging. So to me, it's about being different, and it's a fun car to drive. And, you know, it's just it's an amazing car.
And so before we let you guys go, what is the, you know, what's the fascination with Australia? Is it something specifically about the car? If this car was made in, you know, either New Zealand or Tasmania, would you be trying to get it too? So is it all about the car? Or is it about the, you know, people love things from Australia?
Well, guys, what do you think?
It's about the car for me. I wanted rear-wheel drive, and I wanted a manual trans.
So Chevy hasn't made a rear-wheel drive car in, what they say, like 22, 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And they came out with this, and when I went to the dealership and I saw this thing, I just fell in love with it. And I was sold on it. I didn't even test drive the car when I bought it. I shook the guy's hand and knew that I was buying a mint car.
Man, you are a trusting soul. But that, we need more of those people, and I think that's one of the things, the good salt of the earth people that are here. Either residents of Des Plaines or visitors to Des Plaines. So, guys, thanks so much for coming up here, sharing your car. Good luck today.
Thank you
for some of the trophies
thanks
that
for
are coming
us.
Up. And do you guys have a car club or anything that you guys are together? You want to give the website out for people
sure.
who want to get bit by the Holden bug?
We have a Facebook page, the Chicago Holden Connection, and more than welcome. Just
we do a lot. We do cruises. It's a great group of people. It's like family, and, you know, come out with us, and we'll show you a good time.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have local NHRA personality TJ Zizzo driving for the Rust-Oleum car. He's going to be up here to talk a little bit about the inner workings of the NHR world, what it's like to go 300-plus miles an hour, and as we get ready for the things going on at Route 66, we'll talk with that. Plus, we're going to have a few other cars that are represented here at the Bumper to Bumper Car Show as well, and hopefully we'll get Dave Pate, the owner of the 1970 Hemi Cuda, that is here to talk a little bit about his journey with that car from, I think, 1970 as well. So a quick break. We'll be back right up to this. 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts, your favorite car, your first car, your dream car, or any kind of thoughts for Happy Father's Day as well. Guys, want to wish anyone Happy Father's Day really quick? Super
yes,
quick?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my boys are Nick, 28, and Joey, 24.
Matt, any kids? Or to your dad?
I've got two boys, and to dad up there, thank you, and happy Father's Day.
Rick,
miss you.
Happy Father's Day to my dad. He's watching down right now.
Quick break. We'll be back right after this. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Phil LeBeau from CNBC-TV, and you are On the Road with Dane on WGN Radio.
It's time to move on. It's time to get
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live at the Taste of Des Plaines, downtown Des Plaines. And you know what we're enjoying? We're enjoying great local cuisine, live music, classic car show. Of course, you can enjoy this broadcast until 4 p.m. and then stay tonight until 11. Great music and some great cars. You guys are going for some pretty cool awards. I know there's some trophies here, and I know that we're doing the bona fide ride of the week here as well. So up here on stage with us, we've got Bill and Jan Ernstein, and we've got Scott Oren as well. Now, Bill and Jan, you guys have a 64 Thunderbird convertible. I've seen pictures of it. It is a beautiful car.
Yes, thank you. It's got a couple special features on it. It has a tonneau top, which only 88 of them were made in 64, and Kelsey Hayes wheels. And it was restored about 15 years ago. It was five winters of restoration.
And then, Scott, you have a 57 Pontiac Chieftain Catalina. Word on the street is that, you know, you've enjoyed this car, but you are one of those people that loves your fellow man a lot and want to be able to offer the opportunity for someone else to enjoy it half as much as you are.
Correct.
So let's talk about the car. So the 57 Pontiac Chieftain Catalina, describe it, if you will, to those listeners here listening on WGN.
Sure. It's a two-door hardtop. Has about 69,000 original miles on it. And I actually bought it back in 95 as a Mother's Day gift from my mother.
Oh, that's really thoughtful. That's really great. Now, does she ever get a chance to drive it that much? Because it looks like you're driving it.
The reason why I'm driving it is because, unfortunately, she's getting older and she just can't drive the car anymore. It has no power steering, no power brakes. It's old school. So she's having a hard time driving it.
So, Bill and Jan, also here, you're showing off your car. Your car is beautiful. People are enjoying it. I know I've seen some of the pictures. It's really, really cool. But what are some of the other cars that you've seen here? And there's tons of them pulling in here at the Bumper to Bumper Car Show that you said, like, wow. Because I think one thing that car fans have is I think it's universal to all age groups. You know, you've got little kids. You've got all the way up to seniors. Everybody in between loves cars, loves to talk about cars. And so what are some that you've kind of seen out there that you said, like, wow, that's a pretty nice car?
There's a 62 Thunderbird next to me, and I'm partial to Thunderbirds, and that's a very nice car. There's also a Ford retractable that's really nice. Those are my two favorites.
And did you have any, Scott, that you saw that were pretty cool? Because you've got sort of, you know, that whole 57, it's a completely different style of body, but some of the cars back then, of course, the Chevy Bel Airs and some others have that sort of similar look to them. Have you noticed any over there that you like?
Actually, the one that stood out to me most is the Hemi Cuda.
What?
The Hemi Cuda right here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to have Dave Pate talk a little bit about the 70 Hemi Cuda as well in just a little bit when we get a chance to do that. And we've got coming up, we are going to have TJ Zizzo as well. He's going to be joining us a little bit as well. So when it comes to car shows and you guys trying to get out there and display, explain it. You know, so there's a lot of people that enjoy them in communities all across the Chicagoland area. And we talk to those communities that have either car shows on, you know, every Saturday, every Thursday, do it maybe once a week, every night, takes over the entire downtown, kind of like you have here in Des Plaines, or you have some that kind of break it up. And maybe do maybe a once a month thing, or you have kind of a once in a long time thing. How do you guys prepare? And as a couple, you, Bill and Jan, how do you prepare? I see you have the color coordinated outfits. You're matching the car. Is that how you guys get ready for a car show?
Yeah. Plus, I spend a lot of time cleaning it. I like the color to pop on the car. I like the interior to look right. So I usually will spend 4 or 5 hours a week in detailing the car, getting it ready for a show.
As a wife of a car guy, it's a pleasure because I know he's always in the garage, so I pretty much know where he is, and he gets ready for the shows, and we enjoy it as a couple. We go on Monday nights to a Monday night car show near our house, and we bring two Thunderbirds. We have an 02 and a 1964, so I get to drive the 02,
nice.
And Bill takes the 64.
Oh, see, at least you guys have it worked out. You got a system. It's not contentious. And Scott, on the Pontiac, did you want to give the information out for people that may want to get it? Maybe talk about some of the features for somebody that may see it here at the show and say, you know what, I got to go home with it.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. Like I said, it's a two-door hardtop, which is hard to find. It's not a post. It's all original mechanically, 69,000 miles on it. And the car is in very good shape. And cars like these are a labor of love. You love to have them, and they're a lot of fun to drive.
So give the information out. Are you guys in a car club or anything, or no?
Chicagoland Thunderbirds.
Oh, and how many members do you have in the Chicagoland Thunderbird Club?
I think about 120.
That's a lot of Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some pretty good stuff. Okay, so I'm wondering, Lindsay, and of course we want to get a big round of applause for Lindsay. She is here. You know her and love her. She is the beautiful and very, very talented producer for Lou's show, Mr. Fix-It Show, on Saturday. So I know we have another break that comes up usually right before. Can we take that break now and then go straight to news afterwards? All right, we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to get NHRA driver and local star and racing personality TJ Zizzo up here with us. So quick break. Stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here in Des Plaines, 720 WGN. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me
that which I desire. Hey, this is Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 4 Jimmy John's Ford Fusion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at Taste of Des Plaines. Enjoying great cuisine, live music, incredible cars, and incredible drivers who are with us as well. And we've got NHRA driver and local racing, not only ambassador, but personality, the one and only TJ Zizzo is with us here. TJ, welcome to Des Plaines.
Thank you, Dane. How are you, my man?
I am okay.
I got to tell you, the last time we met, right? It was a good hot wing eating contest, wasn't it?
You know, a guy that values winning. You know, I think, what is it? I don't know how many years you've been racing, 20-plus years, and always a competitive person. And you were competitive that night as well and victorious.
I kicked your butt, didn't I?
Well, you did. And this was, let the listeners know, we're over at Jake Mellon's doing the Triple X Hot Wings, which include, it was Ghost Peppers, Carolina Reaper Peppers, and Trinidad Scorpion Peppers. So for the faint of heart and faint of taste bud out there, this was some serious heat. I thought so. But a guy who braves, you know, the heat of 10,000 horsepower, I guess it was nothing, because you had 11. I had, I think, 6 or 7, which bested my previous effort, which was pretty good last time. And I don't know how you did it. Did you prep it all? Did you do any kind of, like, secret tricks? I mean, what happened?
Let's start off. First of all, it wasn't 11. It was 12 and a half, my man. That half put me over the edge, and I won the contest because of that. But let me tell you, about midnight, I was dreading every 12 and a half wings I ate.
Okay. No, it is the truth, because I have done that before, and any of you competitive eaters out there, you know, Joey Chestnut or anybody out there, they don't do the hot stuff, but it was okay. You know, I mean, it was really, really hot. But yeah, the next day was very, very painful. I thought I might have done some permanent damage.
I was thinking of you actually at midnight saying, man, I should have just had a couple and enjoyed the moment, had a couple beverages with it. Instead, my competitive nature took over, Dane, took over.
And it was overkill. It was overkill. Instead, you didn't have to go, I think, the eating equivalent of about 60 miles an hour. Instead, you did the whole 330. So let's talk a little bit about how you prepare. I know the NHRA weekend is coming up at Route 66. And so how do you practice? I know that, you know, in a sport where, and for the listeners that may not be that familiar, you know, every run, a lot of times you're breaking down the engines. You've got a lot of repair to go along with everything that's going on. Like, how does one practice and prepare for those runs?
As a driver, it's a challenge. I would love to be able to have the budget to go out and run beforehand, right? Go to Route 66, make some test laps. It always gets you tuned up as a driver. The first pass of the year will certainly be a scary one for me. It always is. I tell the guys on the team to set the car up nice and soft for me. For those listeners out there, I go 0 to 330 miles an hour in less than 3.79 seconds. So as a driver, your reaction time has to be sharp. You have to be keen, but truth be told, that first pass of the year, I'm always behind the race car. So that's why I tell the guys on the team, set it up soft for me to just allow me to drive this car and get through that 1,000-foot race course at Route 66.
And I know you mentioned when we got a chance to talk, and for the record, you didn't prepare for the wing-eating contest either, right? You just came in cold, you just did it, you knew what you needed to do. But it was, and we only got about 30 seconds here before we got ahead to news, but it's hard for you, even as someone that races, to get your head around understanding what going that fast means that first time.
Yeah, it hurts your body, man. There are 5 G's pushing on this little body, and I feel like I'm about 1,000 pounds going down the racetrack.
It's have you ever had any kind of scary moments where, I mean, obviously you get scared just doing it. Of course, you're very brave, but anywhere you know had an accident or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. Hit a wall at 307 miles an hour. And as I was skidding to a stop, my dad toggled me and said, hey, are you okay? I said, yes. The safety safari came over right away within seconds as I was skidding down the race course and stopping. And when the safety safari got there, I said, guys, My wife hits me harder than this.
Wow. Always defiant, always confident. The good thing about the bumper-to-bumper car show here at Taste of Des Plaines is the cars are standing still, so you can see and enjoy them. And of course, safety first for everybody, fans, families, and kids and everybody there. So we're going to take a break right now. We're going to send it to news. Right now, this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGN Radio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. It is 3 p.m. in news time. News is sponsored by RiverboatTwilight.com. Here's Bob Kessler.
Cloudy in 83 at O'Hare. Governor Rauner has launched a big TV ad campaign to get House Speaker Michael Madigan to end the state's historic budget impasse, and Mayor Emanuel disapproves.
In a statement from Mayor Emanuel's office Saturday, he says the last thing Illinois needs is more TV ads and still no state budget. He says the governor's playing politics while the state suffers. Emanuel also wants Governor Rauner to take down the ad and put up a budget. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
Moments after the judge declared a mistrial in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case, the district attorney vowed to try again. ABC's Brad Milkey has more.
Across the street from the courthouse, District Attorney Kevin Steele wasted no time asking for a retrial.
We will push forward to try to get that done and get justice done.
The judges and attorneys would likely be the same. The big question is how to find an unbiased jury and when the next trial would take place.
Looking to put this on within the next 120 days.
Steele says he's in unfamiliar territory. His last hung jury was 25 years ago. Asked how that turned out, he says he retried the case and got a conviction. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
The U.S. Navy says the Japanese Coast Guard is leading the search for seven sailors missing after their U.S. destroyer collided with a container ship. The USS Fitzgerald was damaged both above and below the waterline. The number of people injured in a ferry crash off Cape Cod, Massachusetts, continues to go up. Now a total of 18 people were hurt after that high-speed ferry struck a jetty in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, and began taking on water. It serves a 26-mile route between Nantucket and Hyannis. Illinois State Police, the FBI, and University of Illinois Campus Police are continuing the search for a 26-year-old Chinese student missing from Champaign since June 9th. She was last seen on surveillance video getting into a black car. Patrick Wade with the University of Illinois Police Department says anyone with information should call 911.
People can also report information anonymously through Champaign County Crime Stoppers by calling 217-333-TIPS or visiting 373tips.com.
While the FBI has characterized the disappearance as a possible kidnapping, Wade says they haven't ruled out the possibility that she went missing intentionally. And weather change is on the way for Father's Day. WGN-TV meteorologist Mike Hammernick says,
not quite as warm tomorrow, but the big change tomorrow, much lower humidity levels. Those 70-degree dew points we'll see later today will fall into the 50s, and it will feel pretty good out there for Father's Day here in Chicago.
We'll have sports traffic and the full weather forecast next on WGN.
This summer, recharge your life by unplugging. At an Indiana state park, you can paddle your days away on a serene lake or bound along a soaring sand dune. Feel the majesty of a forest trail from the saddle of a horse or the seat of your mountain bike. With so many adventures awaiting you, you'll want to stay a few days. Start exploring at visitindiana.com/parks.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana, and look for the Big Red Building. With over 40 years in business, they're exploding with deals. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head on over to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the Big Red Building, or visit SheltonFireworks.com, home of the big one. That's SheltonFireworks.com.
Get ready for a clean like you've never seen. Hi, this is Tonya Khoury of Green Tea Services. I promise you, carpet, tile, and hardwood floors cleaned like never before.
Service to a green tea.
Our Green Tea Services deep cleaning process leaves your carpets, tile, and hardwood floors cleaner and removes bacteria and mildew so your children can safely play on your green tea cleaned floor. Whether you have carpet, tile, or hardwood, call our Green Tea Crews with the green letter T on top of our trucks. They're known for courtesy and quality service.
Service to a green T.
Clean up on savings. Call now. Get one room cleaned free. Plus, our 100% satisfaction green T guarantee. For details on carpet, tile, and hardwood floor cleaning, call Green T now. Ask for our room cleaned free special. Call 800-5-GREEN-T.
Green T services. Service to a
green
T. 800-5-GREEN-T
or greenteaservices.com.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $9. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $9. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
WGN Sports. The White Sox beat Toronto 5-2. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh 7:15 tonight. WGN traffic inbound on the Kennedy. It's about a half hour from O'Hare to downtown. 45 minutes headed out on the Eisenhower. 45 minutes in from Thorndale. About the same headed back out. Dan Ryan's 24 in from 95th, just 10 minutes headed back out on I-57. It's 45 minutes from I-80 to downtown, an hour on the Stevenson from 355 to Dan Ryan. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. We could see some thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, thunderstorms likely cloudy, 67 for the low. Tomorrow, Father's Day, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers, high near 77. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 62. Monday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms, high near 76. It's 83 at O'Hare, 85 at Midway, 85 in Joliet, 84 along the lakefront in Chicago. I'm Bob Kessler in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hi, I'm John Force, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN. Love your show and love Joliet.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords?
720 WGN on the road with Dane here live at the Taste of Des Plaines. We're enjoying great music, great food, great fun, amazing car show here for the Bumper to Comfort car show that's happening. But it isn't the only things that are going on. Of course, you're going to get all those things, the family fun. There's maybe some face painting. I see a lot of different vendors. There's some games. You can get in there and try to get some stuffed animals are typically there. And we've got some real live animals here as well. I don't want to say in studio, but here right up on the stage with us, we've got Debbie Henry from Indian Ridge Farms. And first, Debbie, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
And so here you are. I love this. When you can bring your family here, specifically kids. I'm a kid at heart, and I really enjoy animals. We love the zoo. We're members of the zoo. You get out there and you see things. It isn't every day here at a free show that you get an opportunity to see animals that are, you know, the things you wouldn't necessarily just see in your yard, right? You've got some pretty cool things going on.
I have some different things.
So describe what you've got. I know Brian Corey, our guy here from Des Plaines, mentioned a camel. We thought maybe there would be a camel here, but when you were walking over here with a satchel about the size of a purse with something special in it, I doubted the camel was inside, mm-hmm. but this is cuter than a camel, way cuter.
It's a baby Patagonian cavy.
Okay, so Patagonian cavy, when I look at it, and for the listeners here at 720 WGN, it looks like what would be, I said, you said it was a relative of the guinea pig, but I thought it kind of reminded me of what a baby kangaroo might look like, right?
Yeah, a lot of people mistake it for that, but there's no tail.
And 3 days old, we're going to post some stuff at mm-hmm. WGNradio.com. We'll have some pictures of that little guy up there. And for those people, 3 days old, I asked what the name was. I asked if it was named Larry for all the Larrys out there that are thinking, hey, we need more Larrys. And she had said, no, it's only 3 days old. Hasn't been named. 312-981-7200. We will name this Patagonian cavy here on the show today on the road. Not only do we talk great food, travel, road trips, racing, but we name animals, and we're going to do that
awesome.
Today. So you can go ahead and text it in, 312-981-7200. Lindsay will take those texts, any kind of names that will fit with a very cute kind of brown, if you want to describe it.
Debbie, if you could try it.
They are brown. They have very long legs. They're born with all their hair, eyes open, ready to roll.
Ready to hop? What do they eat? Do they tackle like gazelles out in the wild?
No. They eat guinea pig pellets. They need vitamin C, just like guinea pigs.
So they tackle guinea pig pellets?
They love green pepper, romaine. It's a baby, so it's still nursing, okay. Drinking milk. Hay. They eat hay.
Yeah. Milk is good for you.
Yeah. Oh,
and so before we get into some of the other things that the people are going to be eating here on the restaurant side of Taste of Des Plaines, what else do you have there? I know we've already kind of let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, with the camel. So you got a camel, you got a cavy. What else is going on at the petting zoo?
We have a baby kangaroo. We've got wallabies. We've got a kookaburra. We've got a Eurasian eagle owl. We've got Moluccan cockatoo. We've got every farm animal you could think of. Alpacas, llamas.
Wow, it's got to be pretty big.
You need to come down there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to head. I know the people are heading down there. I encourage people to get down there here. Yeah. Downtown Des Plaines. Get to the petting zoo. See Debbie Henry over there. She is from Indian Ridge Farms. And you can see the cavy. You can name the cavy. Help name. We're going to pick a name before the end of the show here. 312-981-7200. Before we let you go and get talking to people about some of the things they're going to be eating, is there a website where people can see what it is that you're doing or follow you guys to the next show?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, and it's Indian Ridge Farm, Inc.com.
IndianRidgeFarmInc.com. Thanks, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Thanks
yeah,
for the
have
cake.
A great day. Thanks.
We'll pick a name for them. Also up here, when it you know, rabbit pellets, guinea pig pellets are delicious, I think, when maybe you're Patagonian cavy or you're starving to death. But if you want some really good food and some of the things that you can get 24/7, 365 here in Des Plaines, but also front and center when it comes to Taste of Des Plaines, you're going to want to go to American Wild Burger, and we will. And we've got Freddie Esparza here. Freddie, welcome to WGN. Great to have you here on the show.
How you doing, guys?
So American Wild Burger, I have heard a lot about this, not only because of the burgers and the cuisine that you've got, I think the adherence to no hormone, the GMOs, you've got all sorts of things that you're kind of dealing with as far as the food side in the prep world, but also the flavors, right? And then you've got an interesting story how you came to the world of food as well.
You know what we're trying to do with the food? We're trying to do is clean, eat as clean as possible as we can. We found our little home in Des Plaines, and we're just trying to spread the word about eating clean out in Des Plaines.
So Wild Burger, we just had a wild animal, although it wasn't a formidable wild animal, where it's, you know, taking down guinea pig pellets. But why did you call it Wild Burger? Like, burgers are a lovable American iconic food. Everyone loves the burger, but why do you call it the Wild Burger?
Well, because I think that right now, the way food is going, we've gone so far past is what food really is, with all the GMOs that are added and, you know, all the artificial flavorings and tastings. So we wanted to bring all of our meats, we wanted to do them as wild, as they're called wild, meaning a little bit gamey, open range, grass-fed, not corn-fed, things of that nature, just to kind of take it back to the roots of where food really came from.
We're talking with Freddie Esparza. He is the visionary force behind American Wild Burger here in Des Plaines. So, Freddie, talk a little bit about some of the things on the menu. We say burger, and you mentioned some of the considerations that you have on the preparation side, but name some of the dishes that people are enjoying, not only at the restaurant, but especially here in Des Plaines.
Okay, for here for the taste, we did a BTW, burgers, tacos, and wings. So we have a chicken street-style taco. We're doing three wings with three different of our sauces, gluten-free sauces, of course. And then we're doing our sliders, our free-range turkey and our grass-fed beef.
And then at the restaurant, I know you brought some of the stuff, some of the stars here to share with the people at the fest, but there's some things you can't always bring, you know, from a restaurant side to the festival side. But so what are some other things, once people try it here, love it here, that they should get out and see you at the restaurant?
You know what? You got to come down and either have our wild fries, which I would recommend with chicken, or I would go with our stuffed avocado. Those are items that you can get at the restaurant, but we couldn't do them here just because of time's sake.
And then for people who want to visit you, they're going to see you here at Taste of Des Plaines. Give the information. You got a website, address, people to visit you at American Wild Burger here in Des Plaines.
We sure do. You can check us out at AmericanWildBurger.com, or we're on Facebook under American Wild Burger as well.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we come back, we're going to highlight some of the other restaurants and foods. After all, it is the Taste of Des Plaines, and we're going to talk with Dave Pate. There is the bumper-to-bumper car show here, and one of the favorite cars here for people. This is a Chicagoland Speedway car, for sure. You can go ahead and sign up and get tickets to the race weekend. We've got the NHRA weekend coming up, but also the 1970 Hemi Cuda that has been featured and highlighted and acclaimed all over the place. We'll talk with Dave as well when we get back from this break. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720. Oh, wait, one more thing. Yeah, we want to mention this. We had Scott in, talked about his 57 Pontiac, the Chieftain Catalina. He's a generous and giving soul, and well, not giving, but he wants to share his car, and it is for sale, 773-332-0046. That's 773-332-0046. You want to talk to Scott about his 57 Pontiac, maybe give him an offer and get inside and drive it away yourself. Quick break, 720 WGN. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here live at the Taste of Des Plaines. And they don't call it the Taste of Des Plaines for nothing. We are enjoying a lot of the flavors of all the different restaurants that you've got here. 10 restaurants curated out of hundreds here in Des Plaines that are chosen not only because they have brick-and-mortar establishments here, so they are places that are indigenous with the community, but also because they're great and a lot of diversity in the cuisine as well. We've got Chef Dinesh Gaja here is from Rivers Casino. Chef, welcome to WGN. Welcome to Taste of Des Plaines, your event.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. It's the second year that we've done it, so it's definitely a learning experience for me.
So what is different about this? And we highlight events and chef events, culinary events, and festivals on a regular basis, and it is a little bit of a different thing, right? Because especially if you're a chef, you're working within the confines of your own kitchen and what it is that you can do and all kind of the capabilities that you may have with your staff. There's some challenges to doing something like this.
Yeah, it's a little different. Obviously, cooking in front of a crowd. I'm used to just being in a back kitchen with the staff, whether it's prepping meals for the buffet or one of our other restaurants, Hugo's, flipped our burger place, of course, me on our Asian restaurant. This has been a lot of fun. The community has been very supportive.
Jeff, get a little closer to the mic.
Sorry there.
That's okay.
The majority of the food that we bought here, we make in-house from our meatball sub, obviously the chorizo dog that we have as well. Our shrimp po' boy is fantastic, of course, and we make all that in-house. All the proceeds that we from the sales that we have today will go to benefit Alzheimer's Awareness Foundation as well as the Des Plaines self-help closet. So when people look at the casino, they think it's just a place to go and gamble, but we do have a lot of good food. We have a lot of... a lot of great food, great entertainment, of course, and we do a lot for the community, whether it's donating for different schools in Des Plaines area or something like today where Alzheimer's awareness is the thing we're doing for this month, the promotion.
This is a great opportunity for people to kind of get in here, kind of see Des Plaines highlighted in so many different ways, whether it's the downtown area, whether it's some of the restaurants, things like that. I think you guys have an extra, I don't want to say responsibility, but an opportunity, right? Because I think the casino was probably, and you, I'm sure, have all the facts and figures for that, but it's probably a destination for people from all over Chicagoland area, maybe even out of state, right? So this is a great opportunity where you're a host for so many things. So to take your time and your resources and support that cause, I think, is important.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity to show the community that we're not just, again, a good gaming destination for people to come and try their luck, of course, but we want to provide good food, and we do want to give back to the community. So whether it's doing a soup kitchen or like we are today with our proceeds for Alzheimer's, we're willing to show that we're willing to go above and beyond.
And for you, Chef, you're there at the casino now. You said this is the last couple years you were doing this here. There is a little bit, I don't want to say there's a stigma, but, you know, people are thinking of casinos as more than just places to gamble. Like, people are expecting some elevated food from those places.
Yeah, and we've got a great buffet, and I'm very proud to say it because I'm in charge of it. But we've got a great buffet, especially, you know, for example, Father's Day menu tomorrow with a humongous carving board for Dad, of course, anything from prime rib to glazed ham to humongous beef spare ribs and wild boar leg, and
wild
it goes on and
leg.
On, you know, believe it or not. Even with the buckshot and the boar leg. But those are the things that we do to really set ourselves above and beyond. We are not your typical buffet. We provide good product. We make it in-house. We source local product whenever possible, of course. And a lot of the purchases that we make for our product will go to a minority-owned business enterprise or a woman-owned business enterprise as well.
That's great. I mean, it is great to hear. It is the kind of thing that you guys are doing. Give the website out for people to get in there, maybe enjoy Father's Day, do the buffet with you tomorrow so people can see you on a regular basis.
Yeah, so you can check out Canopy Buffet Menu. It is www.playrivers.com. And if you are interested in heading to the casino, we are at 3000 South River Road in Des Plaines. on the corner of River Road and Devon Avenue.
Feeding people at Rivers Casino on a regular basis and a great buffet tomorrow. And here at Taste of Des Plaines, Chef Dinesh Gajah from Rivers Casino. Thanks so much for being on the show and sharing today. Get back to feeding the people from
thank you very much.
From Des Plaines. Now, the chef brought up, he brought up Father's Day. He brought up the buffet that's going on. And we've got our family here, my parents here. My dad, Dave Pate, is here as well. But you didn't come alone. You, of course, you're a you know, a sponsor of the program. So you brought, of course, the expertise of Dave Pate and Sons Construction when it comes to the foundation repair. But you also brought what has always felt like another member of the family, which is has been a member of your family, right, since 1970. The Hemi Cuda is here.
Yesterday we finally got a blessing again.
So let's talk about it. This is the kind of car, and when we do things on the road, we'll talk about people with their first cars, and they'll mention a car that they had. Sometimes they're really great cars. Sometimes they're just nostalgic cars that they miss, and they'll talk about it. But you've got a great story. This and the 70 Hemi Cuda, for those people out there, go online and Google it or get down here to Taste of Des Plaines and take a look at it. It is kind of in that team photo of kind of premier muscle cars, right? It's the one that everybody wants.
Yes, it is. It's kind of the mystique. They only build about 660 of them. 270 are automatics. Mine is a automatic with a bent seat cone shift. A little more rare.
So tell the story, because how many times have we all been standing around, or you've been there, and someone has come up to you and said, I used to know someone who had one, or I used to have one of those. And the story about how you and this specific particular Hemi Cuda were united is a really cool story from way back.
Yes, I was watching a guest punch for a owner in San Diego while he went and talked to his representative. This orange car pulls in, pretty dusty. An Imperial pulled up behind it. A little guy got out and he started beating on the roof and says, "You're selling this MF car right now. How much to change the motor?" And he looked at me and said, "Well, I'll just buy the car." And so I bought it for $2,100.
Wow.
In 1971.
And now, it is the kind of thing that you have painstakingly restored many, 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 many years ago. Of course, it was practically a newish car back then. But, you know, as you travel around, I know it's won lots of awards all over the place. You know, what is some of the feedback that you get from people related to the car?
Oh, sure. It's the usual stories. My friend had one, I had one. Somebody had one, or I got something. Mostly it's I had one. They sold it, broke it, etc.
What does it take to do a restoration like that? And this car has been in Hot Rod Magazine. It is, you can see it online if you just Google Dave Pate 70 Hemi Cuda. You can see it. What goes into doing a restoration like this? Because you even have the tires, the same tires that would have been on it back then. You know, everything is as authentic as possible.
Yes. Basically, you have to get a picture of exactly what you want and work back from there as to what kind of material you want to put into it, whether it's stock rubber, stock molding, rebuild the motor to stock specs, or hop it up slightly. That's what I did.
Yep, you've done it. It's the gold standard when it comes to muscle cars, the 1970 Hemi Cuda. You can see it right here at Taste of Des Plaines or places where Dave may go and where my parents may head out to different car shows. And one last time, for the gold standard and foundation repair, it's Dave Pate and Sons Construction, right, on the preferred list for 200 different communities. So if you call those communities and saying this is happening with my foundation, they're going to tell them to call you.
That's correct. We're the absolute leader in structural foundation repair.
And even the Frank Lloyd Wright studio and home office in Oak Park, too?
Yes, we fixed that one, held up the Buckingham Fountain, fixed 15 National Historic Monuments around Chicagoland.
And the website is syncing.com, and the phone number before we go to break?
630-529-6050.
So you can get a hold of Dave, you can talk about the 70 Hemi Cuda, or you can get the gold standard in foundation repair. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll send it to news. 312-981-7200 if you want to name the Patagonian animal. It's like a little tiny, we've got Patty or Paddington is one of the suggestions. You can go ahead and do that as well. Lindsay's going to help us name that animal before the end of the show. We'll take a quick break. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Amazon Echo users, Chicago's conversation is three words away.
Play WGN Radio.
Chicago's news, weather, sports, all three words away.
Play WGN Radio.
Chicago's original social media, three words away. WGN Radio on Amazon Echo. Play WGN Radio.
What's in a union label? Pride, expertise, the highest level of standards, and understanding that you're never off the clock. Charged with standing up for others, to fight for fairness, opportunity, equal pay, an obligation to help everyone succeed, a commitment to protecting what makes America possible. What's in a union label? Everything that matters most.
Learn more at fightbackwithus.com.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? We know it means more than just the temperature. And the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call your local factory authorized dealer today for hassle-free financing and total savings up to $2,300 when coupled with utility rebates. Call 855-GET-COMFY or visit CarrierDealer.com today. That's CarrierDealer.com.
Increase your home's curb appeal with a new, beautiful front door that will dramatically improve the look of your home for years to come. And it won't take the usual 4 to 6 weeks or break the bank. Hi, this is Tom Jahnke of Builder Supply Outlet. Our in-house door shop will build the door of your dreams in 72 hours. You heard right, 72 hours and at a true outlet price. And what about your interior doors? We have a huge selection of the top quality, newest styles. Beautiful 1, 3, and 5 panel interior doors in stock and ready to go. You won't find these deals at the big box stores, but you will at Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day on every item. We're just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. Or visit BuilderSupplyOutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
It's an afternoon finale in Toronto as the Southsiders look to cap off the weekend with a W. White Sox, Jays, Sunday at noon on WGN TV Sports. Right now, 720 WGN on the road with Dane live in Des Plaines. It is 3:30 and news time. The news is sponsored by BuildersSupplyOutlet.com. Here's Bob Kessler.
An early morning shooting at a CTA Red Line station. Police say two men were arguing on the steps leading to the underground station at Clark and Division. One of them pulled a gun and fired at the other. The 47-year-old man not injured. There were no other reported injuries. Bill Cosby's chief accuser is thanking prosecutors for taking her case. Although a jury did fail to agree on a verdict, lawyers for Andrea Constand issued a statement on her behalf after the judge declared a mistrial. The prosecution does plan to seek another trial. And a shooter responsible for injuring a boy or a man in a Humboldt Park attack this morning still being sought by police. It happened in the 3700 block of West Chicago Avenue around 11 o'clock this morning. The victim's age has not been released. He was shot in the back and his left arm. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala, nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ish Nala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ish Nala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks. Our Ish Nala chefs have prepared your favorites. 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ish Nala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ish Nala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
I'm Angela Jeffries, an Allstate agent in Downers Grove. I am pleased to congratulate Gabriella Franks for being this week's Allstate Kid of the Week. Gabriella has created her own program to collect and donate school supplies to low-income schools in the Caribbean. On her most recent visit during spring break, Gabriella delivered and donated her 2,000th book to a school. To date, she has donated hundreds of pounds of school supplies as well. I'm proud to recognize Gabriella for being a positive force for good in all that she does. Congratulations, Gabriella.
Great boy!
45!
Do you and your sports buddies feel like your night out is stuck on the bench? The Game at Blue Chip Casino is your best play for all your game time favorites. With icy cold drinks, including 34 beers on tap, mouth-watering wings, nachos, and 23 large screen TVs, The Game has all the action covered. Ow! And don't miss out on The Game's Burger of the Month. So huddle up and get to The Game at Blue Chip.
Zone two, ready?
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-994-8448.
At Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa, it feels good to have five delectable restaurant options to choose from.
Yum.
It feels good to see the best live entertainment in the area. It feels good to be pampered in our rejuvenating spa blue.
Oh.
It feels good to get away in our luxurious hotel rooms and suites. But most of all, it feels good to win. Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa, your place to feel good.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-994-8448.
WGN Sports. The White Sox beat Toronto 5-2. Cubs are in Pittsburgh tonight at 7:15. WGN traffic. Some delays right now inbound on the Kennedy. It's 45 minutes from O'Hare, 35 back out. Eisenhower's 45 in from Thorndale, 40 back out. Dan Ryan just 15 minutes in from 95th. On the Stevenson, it's 50 minutes, close to an hour from 355 to Dan Ryan. Traffic is sponsored by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions. With vehicle diagnostics and more, Hum by Verizon's the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. And for traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: could see some thunderstorms this afternoon, going up to the mid-80s. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, cloudy, 67. Tomorrow on Father's Day, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers, high 77. Monday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of thunderstorms, high near 76. It's 83 at O'Hare, 85 at Midway, 72 in Kankakee, 84 along Chicago's lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Bob Kessler on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, everyone. This is Will Power, IndyCar driver, and you are on the road today on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane here live at the Des Plaines, Taste of Des Plaines. Enjoying live music, great cuisine, great food, great fun, great family fun. We talked about some of the animals that are going on as well. And Lindsay, we are excited to have an all-star celebrity producer. Yeah. Lindsay from Lou Manfredini's Mixer Fix-It Show is here with us. And Lindsay, I know that we were tasked with something, but I think it's an honor. When someone asks you to be like maybe the godfather of a new baby, I think that's important. And we were asked to be able to name the three-day-old Patagonian...
That thing was so cute.
Cavey.
It was a Patagonian Cavey.
Cavey.
Lindsay, if you want to describe, what did it look like to
it
you?
It looked like a tiny kangaroo.
Yeah, it was like...
it was like a tiny... It's in the guinea pig category, she said. But it looks like a tiny kangaroo.
It looks like a tiny kangaroo. And not
so
vicious
cute.
At all. Seemed very friendly. 3 days in, already taking down guinea pig pellets and all that. And we were tasked with or given the opportunity to go ahead and name it. And so what name did you pick out that we're going to give to our little guy or girl?
Well, the Patagonian Cavey Patty Cakes.
Patty Cakes. All right.
That is too cute. So that came in as a text, and that winner is going to get. Hold on, I have it for you. Oh shoot!
I think it might be admission at any time during the racing season. Two adults, two kids, to Sycamore Speedway.
The 2017 race season, Sycamore Speedway, the Midwest's finest clay track and family-owned since 1960. Visit sycamorespeedway.com.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay. Well, it comes to fun, and it isn't necessarily just about the normal fun that you see at a fest. You got the music. You got some great food. We have been meeting and talking about the flavors of Taste of Des Plaines that have been going on, but also a lot of fun. And here we have, Brian Corey, you are kind of the... wouldn't you say you're the director of fun? I don't see it on your name tag or your business card, but you have
I'd like to think that, sure.
You
want to call me that? Sure.
The director of fun. That's not a bad, of the party when it comes to the streets here in Des Plaines. And so you have curated a lot of these really cool things that are going on. And when it comes to fun, I think we all recognize that, clowns are fun. And we've got Jules. Is it Jules?
Like, that's right.
I didn't know if he had like a secret clown name and or if there's some kind of a protocol on the clown identification system. So, Jules, you are here, and you not only have a great connection with the Displains here, making people happy, making people laugh, meeting with the kids, but you have a great connection to Displains in general as well.
Yes, I do. I've been a resident for over 20 years.
Speak into the microphone, Jules.
Oh, okay. Now can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
So sure. I'd always wondered what, you know, what is it about, you know, everybody has different things, different callings, right?
Correct.
In life. And like, what makes someone want to be a clown? Like, is it something, did you see it on television? Did you watch maybe some of our famous and iconic clowns throughout history here in Chicago was like a Bozo clown or a Clarabelle clown that was from television? At what point did you say, this is something I wanted to do?
I was approached when I belonged to a church in Oak Park, and someone said, is there anyone who would like to learn how to be a clown? And I thought, oh, that sounds like fun. And what happened to me when I was a kid is I had cancer. And there were many people I didn't know who contributed to a fund to help my parents pay for the bills. And so I've been a volunteer since 72 with a number of other organizations, and I found that this is another way to give back. And there are children who are ill and they're in hospitals, and then there are others who just, no matter what their age, they're a child at heart. So this is my way to give back.
So Jules the clown here live at Taste of Displains. When you mentioned you wanted to learn how to be a clown, it's the kind of thing that I think on the surface, because it's based just on general, you know, fun, festive entertainment, you don't think that you've got, you know, there's a lot of work probably getting to be a clown. So what is it that you need to learn to do, and what kind of skills do some of your best clowns have?
Well, people skills are very important, but you also need to learn your character, how to determine your character. You go by your personality, and then you look at, okay, so what other things can I do as a character clown? And so that takes study. And then I just came back from clown camp in La Crosse, Wisconsin last night.
What?
I spent a week there.
There's a clown camp? Now, is this like a sabbatical type thing where all the clowns get together? They get together, you know, and in the privacy and the trust tree of the clown world, they maybe complain about, like, hey, you know, I hate it when kids do this, you know, or when they ask me to make a bicycle out of balloons. Or is this like a kind of a one of those things that you have in business where you go there, you hone your skills, you maybe get up to date on the latest training? How does it work?
Yes, you do go there for training. We have clowns who come in from all over the world. They instruct us on juggling, skits, birthday parties, face painting. And
those seem, see, here's the thing. You know, that seems like the kind of thing that would be well-received wherever you go, face painting, but it's a skill. Like, some
it
people
is.
Are better than others.
Correct, correct. And it's basically, it's more about the experience that the child or the adult has with regard to the face painting.
For those people that get out to Taste of Displains, of course, going on until 11 p.m. at night, we're going to be out of here at 4. What are people experiencing, and what are you doing, and what's been some of the feedback that you've gotten here today?
I've been walking around and asking everyone if they would like a sticker. I'm spreading smiles. When you give a smile, you get a smile. And so sometimes it's conversations. Sometimes the child, you know, just wants the sticker, and that's fine. And then also I have a sticker that says, I am special. So I like to make everyone feel special.
Oh, anytime you can spend some quality time with Jules the Clown, whether it's here at Taste of Displains or wherever you may find yourself, I think that you're ahead of the game. So, Jules, let people know how they can contact you or get a hold of you or see you or maybe some other places in the future, some events that you're going to be. I know you've got connections to Displains that go very, very deep, but where are you going to be?
I am everywhere. I was just at, as I said, Clown Camp, and then I have this event today. And so events, opportunities come up at different times. And at some point, I will be working with Presence Holy Family.
Nice.
And I'm in the process of also developing my website. And if you Google Jules the Clown Displains Illinois, there should be some photos and so on that come up. And I also have an email address. It's Jules the Clown. It's all small letters at comcast.net. And I'm also hosting a face painting seminar on August 12th at the Generations at Oakton.
Wow. So if you Google Jules the Clown, so you're already famous. And if you can be famous for bringing smiles to people, you know that's something great. and that and you're doing something really well. So, Jules, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being here at Taste of Des Plaines and all your connections with Des Plaines as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Brian Corey is going to be with us. We're going to talk about some of the very cool things that are going to be happening. I know everyone is in the moment. They cannot imagine a life without the Taste of Des Plaines, but when the smoke clears, there's some good stuff coming up, and we're going to be talking with Roberta as well about some new tech stuff and how Des Plaines is on the cutting edge with their library. So keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm Larry Metrino with Fox NASCAR, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane Neal, WGN Radio.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Taste of Des Plaines, enjoying great music, great family fun, amazing food, and the classic car show, the bumper-to-bumper car show that is in full swing. And to my right, we have Brian Corey. He is the director of fun for Des Plaines, at least for this day until tomorrow. Then he gets back to his regular job, just planning amazing events and all the things that are going on for the community here in the town. And so, Brian, we have done, and this is our first opportunity to do the Bona Beef, bona fide ride of the show. I want to let the listeners know for the future coming up for next week, you could enter at any time by picking out your and sending us either your first car, your favorite car, or your dream car. You can do that to either On the Road with Dane at Gmail, or you can do the On the Road with Dane Facebook page, and you can suggest any of those cars. We'll randomly pick one out every week, and we're going to give a beef party for 10 at your local Bona Beef. Excited to have those people on board here. We're going to choose from the cars that are there. We've got all the cars involved, and the winner today is going to get a $25 Bona Beef gift card. And so, Brian, you have randomly selected, so this is not based on any criteria.
From the mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnall's back porch.
Nice. And so what do we have?
We have the winner is number 110, Barry Horner. With a 64 Chevy Impala.
Barry Horner with the 64 Chevy Impala. You have not only have the Impala, which is great, but now you've got a $25 gift card to Bona Beef.
Life's so great, huh?
So congratulations, and congratulations to Des Plaines, too. It isn't all the time when you're able to take something that is as big a part, a cornerstone of the community like the library, and go ahead and improve it. There's so many things that people are doing with the libraries now. It isn't the same as it used to be, right? Just a bunch of books and somebody staring at you, asking you to be quiet. Now it is so many more things to more people. So, Brian, let us know who we have here. I know it's Roberta to my left.
Yeah, we have one of the great libraries of the suburbs here, and they have a fantastic team that runs this library and very forward-thinking and on the cutting edge. So Roberta's the assistant executive director, correct?
I think you added executive to my title, but
okay.
I'll take
assistant
it.
Assistant director, okay.
That's good. Well, you've got your hand, like I said, on the pulse of the cutting edge, which is also dangerous, but very exciting. And when you think about libraries, and as we go around, and you know, we've got a number of small, we've got a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, they spend a lot of time, they love the library. It isn't necessarily what it used to be years and years ago. Now it is this place where students go, where technology is usually, you know, on that future, where you've got the Wi-Fi, you've got the areas to kind of commiserate and commune. I mean, the library is more things to more people these days.
Well, you know, I think we have for a long time been the technology hub of the community. You know, we're a place where people can come and take a short class or, you know, have a look at a device that they might be considering buying themselves. But, you know, now we have, I think, 60 different kinds of devices that people can check out. We've got GoPros. We've got Wi-Fi hotspots if you don't have Wi-Fi at home. We've got Chromecasts and Rokus if you're thinking about that kind of service. And we've got all of that content to go with it. We've got streaming movies and downloadable music and e-books and e-audiobooks. So everything that you take home, you can take a little piece of the library with you.
So, Roberta, when you guys were looking at trying to upgrade and change what the library can make it mean more things to more people, what were those things? Did you go around to maybe other libraries around the world and say, let's bring this to Des Plaines? Did you have a map, or were there things that you came across that you said, hey, you know what, this is really hot right now. We need to, like, get in on these trends and incorporate this?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good question, because we did look around at what libraries were doing everywhere, but the main thing we did was look to see what the community was doing at our own library. And we've been in this building for almost 18 years, and we still think of it as the new building. But think about how much has changed since 2000, when no one had a tablet and no one knew what Twitter was. And you know, the only person with a laptop was a geek who bought it at Radio Shack. So we were seeing...
I mean, had Al Gore even invented the internet at that
point?
No,
you know, that was just on... It was just on his horizon, I think. So we were looking at how people were using the library. We had our Wi-Fi usage increasing by like 40% every year. And so we wanted to think about how people were using the spaces and reorganizing the best possible way for the public.
You think about libraries, you do think about kids checking out books or people checking out books. But now, you know, as a hub of the community... And I know you do a lot for the students and with the Wi-Fi, but really everybody's really getting in on this, whether it's seniors or everybody from, you know, all walks of life, demographics, and all ages. People are utilizing and enjoying the library as, like you said, this hub.
Well, it started with, you know, grandma coming in and saying, hey, my grandkids got me this tablet, this Kindle thing, and I don't have any idea what to do with it. So we were helping people at the desk, you know, figure out how to download an ebook, how to listen to an audiobook on their phone, of all things. But now it's really commonplace. And like you said, you know, our brand is still books. We still check out like a million items every year, physical items. But that e-circulation in the library being in your home when you need it at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's, you know, I think that's something that's new in the last 10 years for sure.
Isn't it weird? You know, how many things have gone on and changed? We had to promote this appearance in the Chicago Tribune. There was an ad saying, hey, you know, WGN Radio, we're going to be at the Taste of Des Plaines, and so different. So I went to pick up a Chicago Tribune, an iconic paper right in our building at the Tribune Tower, and instead of like stacks and stacks and stacks of newspapers, there's only like a handful at maybe one convenience store or gas station location. So things have changed quite a bit. And it's nice to hear that you say that books aren't going anywhere, right? Because you look at on the newspaper side, things are, even on the mail delivery side, most people do things through email or do things electronically. So as a person that is there with the library, is the thing most identified with it. So books are still, we're going to have books for a while then?
Well, books are durable. You know, people like to read, and I'm that person. I was always a reader for pleasure. You know, I wanted to read romances and science fiction and that kind of thing. And the idea that there's this whole world out there of people like me who come in to get a story, who come in every 2 weeks to get a handful of mysteries and take them home and read them, that is a very, very durable and permanent fixture of the public library.
Well, Roberta, I know that libraries, just like school systems, are the kind of thing that people look to and look for when they're trying to consider relocating or where they're going to raise their family, where they're going to make their next home. So give information about the library where people can get in touch with you, come in, see it, experience it, and learn everything that's going on here at the library in Des Plaines.
Oh my gosh, come and see us. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. The website is very simple. It's our initials, dppl.org. And if you don't have your Des Plaines card, but you live in Des Plaines, stop in at the first floor. They'll get your card in about 10 minutes. But remember, if you don't live in Des Plaines, but you have a card from another library, well, you can use our services too. Summer Reading Club for teens and kids and adults is up and running, and everybody is welcome to join that. You're welcome to all of our programs and our classes. Just stop by and see us. Our phone number, if you want to use the telephone, is 827-5551. Thanks again.
Wow, Roberta, great ambassador, not only for libraries, knowledge in general, but Des Plaines. That was pretty good. That was Ryan, you got the right girl here running the promotions department for the library.
But we look for the best.
Des Plaines is a lot of things to a lot of people, and certainly, you know, our men and women in uniform and our veterans, and you've got some things coming up where you're actually going to have the traveling wall is going to be here and some other events near future.
That's right. September, let me just double check the dates here. It's September 28th through October 1st is the traveling Vietnam wall. It's a half-size replica of the
Still
Vietnam wall.
A completely impressive.
I've seen it before. It is a moving tribute.
Yep.
Very moving. You can still make the impressions of the names like you can of the one in D.C., and that's being hosted by a number of our military groups here, including the Vietnam Vets and Disabled Veterans of America, the VFW, the American Legion. They're all working together to get this thing here, and they're all here today. They have a booth here. If you want to learn more about the traveling wall, come down to the Taste and stop and see our veterans. and get some info about it. They're selling some things to raise money to cover the transportation costs of this, and it will be on display 24 hours a day when it's here, day and night.
So on display 24 hours a day, and what kind of, and you mentioned, and we all see those, see the videos of people kind of making the relief if they've got a family member or a loved one. They can go ahead and do that, right? Get
yes,
the impressions
right,
of it.
Right.
So what kind of, you say 24 hours a day, is it going to be accessible that whole time, or is it just
yes,
going to be on display?
Accessible that whole time. And that's what, you know, we need to cover the expenses for security and transportation, that sort of thing. So they're out here raising money for that, and just stop by and say hi to a vet.
So you've got...
They love to talk to you about it.
You've got animals, you've got some great causes, you've got some great music. So before we let you go, we're going to be wrapping up here in just a minute or two. What are people going to be experiencing later on tonight for the music side?
Well, right now we have a Rolling Stones tribute on stage, but coming up next we have a Who tribute band called Who's Who. We have a Led Zeppelin tribute group called Cashmere, and we have a classic rock band called 97.9 tonight. So that's the rest of the entertainment.
Taste It Explains. We are going to be finishing up. It is going to be going on until 11 p.m. tonight. We are going to be back to wrap things up and send you back to the beat and the guys over there. So a quick break. We'll be back to send it to news. It's On the Road with Dane here at 720 WGN.
Get away to Indiana and explore Columbus, a city world-renowned for its mid-century modernist architecture. Win an overnight stay, restaurant gift certificate, and a guided tour to see notable buildings. Sponsored by Indiana Office of Tourism Development. Enter at WGNradio.com/contests.
So, what can we do for you here at Bank Humungo, Mr. Peters?
Well, I'm looking for a bank that can handle our business banking needs.
Ah, you've come to the right place. Bank Humungo has over 1,200 branches in 134 cities around the country.
Wow.
Now, tell me a little about your business.
We're a 28-person architectural group here in Chicago, and we're really growing our business, especially in Europe, and we need a... Sir.
No.
You dozed off.
Oh, sorry. That happens when a small business like your small business is too small to be big.
While your business may not excite some banks, at First American, you'll find a privately held bank founded and managed in Chicago with all the sophisticated products and services to help you grow it. From conventional loans and treasury management to international banking and employee benefits consulting, First American is just the right size to meet your growing needs.
All right, I'm out of here.
Good. Come back and see us when you're bigger and more important.
First American Bank. We're the right size for any privately held up-and-coming business. Call us at 847-586-2700 or log on to firstambank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-985-4226. That's 1-800-985-4226. 1-800-985-4226.
720 WGN live at the Taste of Des Plaines on the road with Dane. Wrapping it up, I want to thank everybody to listen to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated, everybody that came out here. And Brian Corey, who is our winner? You're going to announce our winner one more time for the bona fide ride of the show from Bona Beef.
Number 110, Barry Horner with his 1964 Chevy Impala.
Congrats, Barry. You're going to stay out here till 11 o'clock, as everyone is at Taste Des Plaines. Enjoy it. We're going to send it to the guys over there at the beat right now. It is 4 p.m., and this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. The news is sponsored by BuilderSupplyOutlet.com. Here's Bob Kessler.